Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've been to Hollywood. I've been to Redwood. I crossed the ocean for a heart of gold. I've been in my mind. It's such a fine line that keeps me searching.
I feel comfortable, but we're going to have to handle a lot because they do have a great scheme and they bring a lot of different things at you, great personnel. Not sure how much they're going to play, all their guys, but it would be a good test for our first time running this offense in another stadium on the road against a really good defense.
That's Aaron Rodgers. We join in Chili's with Mike Clemens. Updates with us. Brought to you by Chili's and their 3 for $10 meal. Starter, entree, and a drink for just $10. Together we Chili's and we chill with Mike Clemens, our embedded green and gold football reporter on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Mike, Aaron Rodgers, we finally get to see him in the new offense. And as just a big Packers fan that I've always been, I'm just excited to see Aaron Rodgers play football again.
Yeah, and, you know, he was pointing out, yeah, he's confident he'll have enough pass protection for a couple of series. I found this very interesting. This guy has only played in six series in the last 3 years of McCarthy's time in Green Bay. So if he gets two or three series tonight, that'll match what he's in the last 3 years. Pretty interesting. But that's what you got with a new offense up against a traditionally great defense. So they're looking for pass protection, looking to move the ball, see if he can connect with Devontae. They can get the motion and timing down right, connect with Jimmy Graham, maybe hit one little deep for it with Marquez Valdes-Scantling. And see what kind of a running game that they can get going.
You know, speaking of running game, Mike, I thought I saw somewhere you said that Williams, Jamal Williams, and Aaron Jones are out tonight.
No, see, Did you guys listen to that clip that I played?
No.
Okay. Well, I sent the guys Aaron Jones got on the field on Saturday, limited. Okay. And he did get some 11-on-11 on Tuesday, and so the last word we had from the team was. Matt LaFleur was asked, will Aaron Jones play? Is there any reason you don't think he's going to play? And Coach LaFleur's quote was, yeah, he'll be out. What does that mean?
That means he's out. That means he's not playing.
What does that mean? Sparky, is Baby Tausch going to be on the show tomorrow? Yeah, he'll be out. What does that mean? He will? He won't? So, you know, we'll find out here in a little bit if he's actually going to get some snaps.
So we don't know if he is or isn't going to play.
Don't know for sure. But in the meantime, they do need to get a lot of snaps with Trey Carson,
yes.
Dexter Williams, yeah. The other running backs. They got the new fullback in.
So hold on a second. Let me ask you all this. Leroy, Gary, Clemens, right? Baby Tausch. So if you are Gunkunst and you're looking at this roster, are you keeping three running backs and a fullback, or are you keeping four running backs and a fullback?
I you know what? My head's about to explode because then you start talking about tight ends as
right.
well.
Yep.
And you talk about the depth and the talent. You've got a wide receiver. My gosh, that, you know, this Darius Shepherd kid, you know, he looks like a prototypical slot guy, and he's so smart. There was a guy that told me this guy knew the playbook before the quarterbacks did. That's how smart he
Ooh.
Is.
That's big time, and that's how you earn the respect from number 12 to get touches. And Mike, I'm hearing Aaron Rodgers praising younger guys, unlike necessarily he did last year with the young wide receivers, but you've heard him now pump up Darius Shepherd. You've also heard him pump up Tony Brown on the other side.
Tony Brown, you know, the defensive back, he's talking about that this is the first guy in, last guy out, and he's not just hanging around. He's doing the work. He's either in the weight room or he's looking at tape. He's got this personality where he's trash-talking on the field and having some fun. He's asking questions. I mean, Tony Brown has really jumped up in these guys. And, you know, so Kevin King is standing there with his hamstrings and watching this guy. I mean, they put more and more trust in him. Could he be the corner out there alongside Jaire Alexander? Because Josh Jackson isn't getting out there. He's missed all of camp so far with this foot injury. So they're looking at that for corners. But you know, this is the time of year now where guys flash. Like last weekend, Ty Summers jumps in there when Oren Burks goes down at inside linebacker with the torn pec, gets 10 tackles, a special teams tackle. And I wasn't surprised that Kadar Holman, the rookie, got a pick. But Shandon Sullivan, really? You know, you start looking at these guys a second or third time at practice the next day. It's like, boy, I haven't really looked at 39 that much. Am I missing something here? Or the big, tall receiver, Alan Lazard, because there's so many good receivers out there. This dude's 6'5 and 235. I mean, does he replace Jermon Moore? So I asked LaFleur this point blank. When you see these guys and they flash in a game with two or three big plays, do you look come into the office the next day as a staff and say, have we missed this guy in practice? Or do I take more of a look at him in practice? Do I give him more reps? And here's what LaFleur told me.
Yeah, I think all those are correct. Sometimes you're like, man, what was I missing? And other times, you see it in a game situation. You're going to give him more opportunities in practice to, you know, we got a saying, anybody can do something one time, but can you do it day in and day out? So we're going to, you know, challenge those guys to see if they can consistently perform, you know, and if they respond and do well, then certainly they're going to earn themselves more reps.
You always got to be able to back up what you do in practice in the game, Mike, but when you're talking about those guys that are earning roster spots, it's only got to be multiplied in importance.
All right, and Darius Shepherd is one of those guys that's been really consistent, you know, both in practice, in the red zone drills, and so far in the games.
Somebody that was really, really impressive to a lot of people around the league last year was Lamar Jackson, and all reports out of Baltimore, we had Terry Ford on from the Fan in Baltimore, the beefing up that he's done in the offseason and understanding what this offense is going to be built around Lamar Jackson, we're going to see a little bit of a taste tonight of it.
Well, he's tremendous athletes who, oh, by the way, happens to play quarterback, but does that make him like a Tebow or a Michael Vick or somewhere in there? Because he does not have, you know, the NFL passer arm. He doesn't have that touch. But the receivers from the Ravens are telling the reporters, no, this guy is accurate. His accuracy has jumped up. And so Lamar was asked the other day in the presser getting ready for this Packers game, you know, it's your second year. Is the fact that things are slowing down for you helping you out?
Making great passes, you know, trying to catch my receivers in stride. Finishing in the red zone because we'll drive the ball downfield and won't finish. Last year, our defense was flying around. I'm like my head spinning. I didn't know where the guys were coming from. Blitzes, coach like me, you got to learn how to, you know, flip the jets and stuff like that. But this year, you know, I just been sitting back, been a lot comfortable. I'm dialed in.
Your head spinning.
He's got tremendous energy. And John Harbaugh said the guy doesn't have to worry about being a leader. He's just a naturally light guy. He just gets along with everybody. People want to hang with him. They're amazed at some of his athletic talent. So we'll see how much of a jump he makes this week.
It's going to be fun to watch, Mike, because with this defense, you'd expect losing Mike Daniels, you planned on being a team that was very, very stout against the run, and they've been that the last couple of years. But it's different when you're talking about a team that is going to run the football as much as they want to out in Baltimore.
Yeah. And they've got a kid by the name of Justice Hill, who when they got the fourth-round pick for the Broncos when they traded away Joe Flacco as a quarterback out to Denver. They got this guy out of Oklahoma State. He's only 21 years old, like 4.4 speed. And Lamar Jackson said this guy has got blazing speed around the corner, so look for him later on in the game tonight.
Hey, Clemens, we got some breaking news, baby Tosh.
Which is always powered by Indeed, by Radio.com Sports, and brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Wes Adkowitz, who works for the Green Bay Packers, just tweeted out Aaron Rodgers' back tightness will not be playing tonight as a precaution.
Oh, my goodness.
So no Aaron Rodgers tonight for their Green Bay Packers.
Hey, let's see Tim Boyle get him a start, then. I'm all right with
that. Well, they're going to be dropping like flies then. Why does David Bakhtiari have to play, and why does all those other guys have to play, right?
Well, that's the thing. Will everybody else play?
Wow. Huh.
Well, that stinks.
Bad seat on the charter flight.
Mike, appreciate it, man. Appreciate all the great work, and we'll hear you tonight. Hopefully on the Uptown Motors Green and Gold postgame show, we'll hear all your sound tomorrow, brother.
Thank you, Big Show.
That's Mike Clemens, brought to you by Chili's on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.